Imagine mistaking your wife for a hat or awakening after decades of sleep. Such are the uncharted worlds of neurologist Oliver Sacks, whose books on complex human conditions have made him a best-selling author. Oliver Sacks is also fascinated by plants, much to the delight of NPR's Ketzel Levine.
It is no small joy when an extraordinary thinker like Oliver Sacks considers the seemingly mundane. Moss, for instance, the stuff we scrape off patios and eradicate from lawns, moss would seem to lack depth and romance, but to Sacks, it's the stuff of primordial legend, a souvenir from a prehistoric age. Sacks has a similar reverence for ferns, and last year, with a group of fellow plant lovers, he went fern hunting in Mexico. His extensive field notes from that 9-day trip have recently been published under the title Oaxaca Journal. Such a passion for plants might suggest that Oliver Sacks is a gardener.
I have to say it right now, I have a black thumb. Although I have a few things around me here which have managed to resist my mistreatment.
Speaking from his apartment in Manhattan, Oliver Sacks described the first of his survivors, a pot of hollow, green, segmented stems.
Just on one table, I have three horsetails, three equisetums.
Now, horsetails, a lot of people in this country are familiar with scouring rush as being terribly invasive plants.
Actually, I'm so fond of horsetails, I wouldn't mind if they did displace a good many other things. Now, what else do I have here?
Well, quite a rarefied collection by all accounts, plants whose charms are not readily apparent, including one specimen he observed in Mexico, which often shows no sign of life. Sacks refers to it as Selaginella lepidophila. It's also called the resurrection fern.
This forms dried up rosettes, but if you put them in water, in about 12 hours, they open like Chinese flowers into sort of wonderful green things, and they fascinated me as part of the seasonal flora of Oaxaca, which seems to die off for months at a time. But with the first rain, everything changes, and all these seemingly dead things come to wonderful, vivid life.
You have a lovely passage in your journal that seems to sum up some of your fascination with the plant, and I wonder if I might ask you to read from the bottom of page 9.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm just returning to my xylotum-filled kitchen where the book is. Ferns filled me with wonder, because they were of such ancient origin. All of the coal that heated our home, my mother told me, was essentially composed of ferns or other primitive plants, greatly compressed. Ferns had survived with little change for a third of a billion years. Other creatures, like dinosaurs, had come and gone, but ferns, seemingly so frail and vulnerable, had survived all the vicissitudes, all the extinctions the earth had known.
Ferns have yet another appeal to Oliver Sacks. They are innocent of that neat evolutionary trick we call flowers. Instead, they reproduce by spores, which, he writes, are not thrust out flamboyantly, but concealed with a certain delicacy on the undersides of leafy fronds.
It's just that I somehow prefer the lower forms, and I like the idea of an earlier world, a green world, not full of buzzing insects and whatnot.
I would love you to close with an excerpt from the end of the book, if you would.
Uh-huh.
This seems to be almost the group's last meal together.
I'll pick it up from the sentence. Okay. We have been together for 9 days now. We have worked hard, climbed gullies, leapt streams, and have seen a quarter of the 600-odd species in Oaxaca. Tomorrow, we will all have to leave this place and go back to our jobs in Los Angeles or Seattle or Atlanta or New York. But for now, there is nothing to do but to sit under the great bald cypresses by the river and enjoy the simple animal pleasure of being alive. Perhaps the vegetable pleasure, too, feeling what it might be like to live unhurried century after century and still feel youthful at 1,000 years old.
I love that you managed to get in the vegetable world there and to suddenly imagine yourself as an equisetum.
Yes, and there's something about the slowness of plant life which makes one, you know, one would also like to sort of live like them.
Mm. Thank you so very much, Oliver Sacks. The book is Oaxaca Journal, published by National Geographic Directions. I'm Ketzel Levine, NPR News.